Good morning, children. It is 06:20 in the morning. I'm doing my little commute here, which is starting to get tiresome. Thank God I'm doing this. Anyhow, I'm listening to a podcast. Not right this second because I paused it. Hang on, I got to make a turn. It's called, I got it off of some YouTube channel that I just recently subscribed to. I don't even remember the channel. It's like a, you know, white nationalist type thing. I can't even really say that because this is the first podcast I've listened to from that channel. It's called Unconscious Cinema, and it's about Raiders of the Lost Ark. So I have some idea what to expect. And it's got Richard Spencer. Okay, so I got some idea what to expect. I'm going to hear some people talking about, you know, whatever, white symbology and mythology and stuff in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And, you know, look, I'm expecting to hear some stuff about the Jews and everything else. And once again, let me, guys, you know, I'm not a Jew ass kisser, okay? I don't go on about how the Jews have such high IQs and how they work so hard and, oh, they're so oppressed. Oh, the poor Jews. Right? I'm not that, but, okay. Hold on. I gotta hit play so I can see. Also gotta get through that yellow light. Okay, I'm 20 minutes into this podcast, the title of which is Unconscious Cinema, Raiders of the Lost Ark. So far, all we've talked about is, well, first we started off, guys, Jesus fucking Christ, we started off with the cyber begging. Hey, you can go in the super chat. Wow, we sure do love the super chats. Hey, whoa, we're neo-Nazis. We're going to gas the Jews. And hey, can we get some super chats? God fucking damn it with the fucking cyber begging. Christ, can any of you, you know, you fuckers want to gas the Jews, but you can't even get a fucking job. Can you get a fucking job? Can you get a fucking job? Can we start with just getting a fucking job? We can move on to, you know, gassing the Jews and our national socialist government, which isn't communism. Socialism isn't communism. That's every fucking white supremacist fucking neo-Nazi faggot on the fucking internet. No, goddamn you fucking moron. Socialism is fucking communism! Get a fucking job! So much for my nice, relaxing drive to work this morning, smoking a cigarette. All right, so we start off with the fucking cyber begging because we can't get jobs. Then they go into talking about, well, last week we talked about the Karate Kid. And let's talk about some more about the Karate Kid. I'm like, guys, I'm here to listen to you talk about Raiders of the Lost Ark, one of the greatest movies ever made. I'm not here to listen to you talk about the Karate Kid. So then we're talking about the Karate Kid. I'm like, okay, look, once again, I don't love the Jews. I don't kiss Jew ass. You know, not every Jew is evil, but, you know, but then again, they're not perfect. They don't have this high IQ. They're not these amazing hard workers, all this other shit. All right? A lot of Jewish success is nepotism, right? So I don't love the Jews. But goddamn, they're going on. Well, this character in Karate Kid, according to them, every character in Karate Kid is actually a Jew. And it's all, like, everything. Oh, there was a crane. And the crane is this mythological figure that represents this god and the Jews. And it's just like every, like, guys. Sometimes a cigar is just a fucking cigar. My God. Every fucking thing in the Karate Kid is a Jew. It's all Jew. Everything is Jew. I'm like, guys, can you calm the fuck on down a little bit? So they're just going on and on about how the Jew, this a Jew, and this represents a Jew, and this character, well, this character is Aryan, he's blonde-haired and blue eyes, but he really represents a Jew. It's like, guys, this here, this is one of the problems with, what are we gonna call them? Like the mainstream white nationalist. Not normal white nationalists like me, who just want white people to have a fucking place on the planet Earth where we can live without being constantly molested and parasited on, which makes me a racist, of course, because I don't want to support black people who are lazy. God, how dare I? Actually, I don't want to support white people who are lazy either. How dare I? It's the same criticism I have levied at the Satanic Bible. The Satanic Bible has some good shit in it, but it's flawed. It's ultimately flawed because Anton LaVey wrote it as a direct response to Christianity. And it is reactionary. And without Christianity, it can't exist. The Satanic Bible is defined not by its own unique philosophy, it is defined by being anti-Christian. And when you define yourself by being anti something else, you tie yourself into the thing that you are anti. Once again, we see this in the fucking wacko atheist, right? The ones who, there's no God and I'm anti-religion, and then their whole fucking life, right? They can't shut up about being an atheist, right? They have to stick bananas up their asses and all this other stuff, right? It's just, I'm an atheist. Okay. Calm down. We know you're an atheist. And they're so defined by being anti-God that they have nothing positive in their life. And in the first 20 minutes of this podcast, this is all I've heard is, anti-Jew. Okay, do you have anything positive? Do you have anything positive to say about how this movie ties in to, you know, European heritage or European mythology or Greek mythology or what the fuck ever? We haven't even got to Raiders of the Lost Ark yet. But that's what I was expecting to hear. And so far it's just, and this is the problem with all of you fucking mainstream neo-Nazis, is that you're so busy simply being anti-Jew that you are not positive in the direction of anything worth going towards. It's just anti-Jew. You're not giving anybody anything positive to go towards. You're just anti-Jew. You are fucking defined by the Jews. Just like the Z-Man wrote recently in one of his things that I put in linkage, he talked about how black people are defined by white people. Because if black people don't have white people to point at and say, see, we were slaves, black people are nothing without that. That is how they define themselves, as former slaves, right? Black people need white people to have any kind of identity. And it's exactly the same thing with you fucking neo-Nazis. You're so goddamn fucking tied up in the fucking Jews that without Jews, you don't have a fucking identity. Everything about you is just anti-Jew. Do you have anything positive to contribute? It's Raiders of the Lost fucking Ark. We'd better talk about something positive about European history, European heritage, you know, European mythologies. We got European religion. It's the fucking Ark. If we finally get to the part where we talk about Raiders of the Lost Ark, and all I hear is, well, this character is actually representing a Jew, and there is a Nazi bad guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark. But really, if you look at it, his sister's mother's maiden name was Chosen, and the Jews are the chosen people, and so that character really represents a Jew, even though he was a Nazi. Guys, you're just a bunch of fucking morons, is what it comes down to. You're just a bunch of fucking morons. Stop whining about the fucking Jews and just do something positive with your life. Like, hey, maybe get a fucking job so I don't have to listen to you cyberbeg. You know, the things I go through for you guys. Good morning, children. I haven't got any coffee yet. It's brewing right now. I'm sitting here in the palatial offices of Weyland-Yutani Corporation, waiting for the coffee to brew. I'm getting ready to actually post this very podcast. So in the previous section of this podcast, you heard me screaming about the thing you just heard me screaming about. You just listened to it. I don't know why I need to tell you about it. You just heard it. Days have gone by and I've listened to some more of this. It's so bad. So they finally got to Raiders of the Lost Ark after 45 minutes of the fucking podcast. And it's, you know, it's a YouTube fucking, just, you know, guys, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But there's something about recording on YouTube. And this seems to be universal. I mean, Aaron Clary does this. It's like the podcast he records on the fucking YouTube, they just don't hold my attention as much as the ones he does in the recording studio or even just driving in the car or hiking down the trail or whatever. And I've noticed this. Even I've been listening to some Arolo Tomasi's things, live streams, whatever they're called. I keep wanting to say super chats because I'm so fucking sick of hearing the word super chat. The cyber begging, it just makes me vomit. Whatever you call it when you stream on the YouTube thingy. Like, it's just, I don't know. And I don't know why it is. I think part of it is because whoever's doing it is always distracted by the super chats. You know, and then, oh my God, there's always technical difficulties. I'm so sick of people on the fucking YouTube. They're doing their thing and they have to stop and talk about how the sound is shitty and how, hey, you were breaking up. Of course you're breaking up. You're on YouTube, you fuckwit. You know, and it has to go on. Yeah, oh, well, you know, we could adjust this. Guys, shut up. Either figure out how to record a podcast where your audio actually shows up, or if you're going to use YouTube to do it, okay, when the audio is fucked up, just power the fuck through it and don't spend a minute and a half talking about how YouTube sucks. We know that YouTube sucks. God almighty. And I wonder if maybe some of it too is because you're doing it live on the YouTube, if it's a form of like performance anxiety or something. Oh, people are watching right now and it's live. And so if that has some kind of subtle psychological effect, I don't know. It's just, so anyway, I'm listening to this thing and they went on some more about how the Karate Kid character is actually a Jew. And then the old guy who's teaching the Karate Kid, well, he actually represents a Jew also. And then the bad guy they're fighting, you know, he's a Jew. And everyone is a Jew. And Jew, Jew, Jew. So 45 minutes in, we finally get to talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark. And so they go in and they start with the scene at the beginning, right, where Indy grabs the golden idol and he makes his way. Okay, so let me try to paraphrase this for you. And let me see if I try to get it accurately. I'm trying to accurately represent what they said here. I'm making fun of them, but I don't have to misrepresent what they said to make fun of them because these guys are morons. This is why the right can't win, because this is the shit you're wasting your time on. Guys, all you gotta do is turn off the welfare, and all of the mud people that you don't like will go away. It really is that simple. It really is that simple. If you turn off the welfare, the mud people, and in mud people I include trailer park trash, the mud people will go away. All right, so the golden idol that Indy is swiping, right, it's made of gold and it's a head. And so then we go into this story from the Bible about this colossus that had a golden head, a silver chest, and iron loins. Bronze loins, iron legs, and the feet of clay. Okay, so you see, Indy, of course, represents a Jew, because everything in this movie represents a Jew. Everything, now see, this is very subtle. You guys, you're just not smart enough to pick up on this. Fortunately, you have Richard Spencer and this other idiot on YouTube with the super chats talking about how the sound quality sucks on the channel that they chose to use to record there instead of getting real microphones and doing it like actual fucking adults. See, all the characters in all the movies that have ever been made all represent Jews, because everything, it's Jews all the way down. See, you thought the earth was flat and it was resting on the backs of four elephants, and the elephants were standing on the back of a giant turtle, and then it was just turtles all the way down. No. See, it's Jews all the way down. All the way through Hollywood, it's nothing but Jews. Everything is a Jew. Hang on, I gotta push a button on the computer over here. All right, let's fire up the RSS reader. See if Adam Piggott's got anything posted yet. He's been moving his website. It's Friday. There better be some fucking links and some hot chicks. If there's not, you're in deep shit, motherfucker. I'm gonna send the Jews for you. You guys may not know this, but actually, on Adam Piggott's website, those pictures of hot chicks that he posts, those photos of hot chicks are actually representative of Jews. Okay, so the idol that Indy is grabbing is a golden head. And so that ties into this story from the Bible with the Colossus with the golden head. And then they went on about this, and it didn't really go anywhere, and I don't understand what that had to do with anything. And then we come back, and it's like, okay, so see, the golden head, so gold is a solar color, and the Aryans are a solar people. So that's how we know the golden head is representative of the Aryans. And then Indy is stealing the golden head because that's representative of the Jews trying to steal away from the Aryans the best of their breeding stock. I'm not making this up, guys. I'm not making this up. I can't make this up. I couldn't come up with this if I fucking tried. And Indy replaces the golden idol, which represents the best of the Aryan breeding stock, with sand. And you see, the sand represents something that I'm not quite clear about, but it was a really big deal. And it was also a really big deal that Indy, before he swiped the idol, he pulled some of the sand out of the bag and he let the sand go through his fingers. And I'm not really sure what that signifies, but it was really important. Because it couldn't just be that the idol was made out of gold, because gold was shiny and valuable and hard to find, and so ancient peoples would have made things out of gold because it was shiny and hard to find and therefore valuable and easy to work with. And then you would use sand to replace it, because sand is something that you could easily, you know, remove amount of sand to make the bag weigh less to try to make it weigh the same as the idol. No, see, that couldn't possibly be it. See, this is actually the Jews are trying to steal all of the quality Aryan breeding stock. That's what's going on. That's what Indiana Jones is actually about. Guys, fucking Christ Almighty. You know, once again, I am a white nationalist in the sense that I think white people should be allowed to have a nation. American Indians get to have a nation. Indians get to have a nation. Asians get to have a nation. Australians, they don't get to have a nation. Right, Europeans, we don't get to have a nation. Everybody else gets to have a fucking nation. So, I mean, I'm a white nationalist in that sense. Yeah, I'd like to just have a fucking place for white people of European descent to live without fucking parasites and multiculturalism. And I know that makes me racist, and I don't give a shit because I'm right. But guys, you're not going to achieve your fucking white nation by sitting around trying to figure out how everything in Indiana Jones represents you being oppressed by the Jews. You know, you sound just like black people. I can't get a job because whitey is holding me down. Right, because every time you put in a job application and you're black, some white person tears up the application and throws it away. And you fucking Aryan fucking neo-Nazi fucks on the internet, you sound exactly the same. Right, why don't you go get a fucking job? Oh, we can't get jobs because the Jews are holding us down. Right, because when you applied for a job, that night when the business was closed, a Jew broke in. He opened up the window and climbed in there, and he went in the filing cabinet. He pulled out your job application, and he fucking shredded it. Yeah, the Jews are fucking preventing you from getting a goddamn job. And that's why you're on the fucking internet whining for fucking super chats, talking about how fucking Indiana Jones represents a Jew fucking stealing the best of the Aryan breeding stock. You guys are fucking losers, okay? You're just fucking losers. My God. Sometimes I think, geez, great one, you spend a lot of time on the internet just whining about stupid shit. But then I listen to something like this, and I realize my worst podcast is still fucking epically better than this shit right here. Get a life, guys. Get a fucking life. Oh, wait, hold on. And I gotta throw this in, too. Okay, see, at the end of the movie, right when they open the ark, and you see, so when they open the ark, there's sand inside the ark. See, that ties back to the sand at the beginning. I don't exactly know what that means, but it was really important. But then, when the, and I'm not, you know, I don't know what it is. Is it ghost? Is it the spirit of God? Is it angels? Whatever it is. Oh, apparently the sand in the ark represents the Jewish people, is what they said. I don't know why. But anyway, so the shit comes out and everyone dies, right? Except for Indy and Marion, because, you know, he tells her, don't look, whatever you do. Okay, so you see, here's what this means. Here's what this really means. Oh my God, and there's this whole thing about the apple on Indiana Jones's desk. It just, I'm not joking, man. Everything in this movie is something about Jewish control or Jewish oppression or Jewish or Jew or Jew or something. It is just the leap. I guess if you do have a fucking IQ in the high 80s, I guess you can be pretty fucking creative. I don't know. The reason that Indy and Marion survive by not looking at what that means is, so the interior of the ark, what's in the ark, represents the Jewish people and Jewish power and Jewish control of our civilization. And the only way you can survive is to not look at it, right? Is to not notice that the Jews are controlling things. See, that's the metaphor. Indiana survives because he doesn't look at the power of God. He looks away from the power of God. He doesn't see it. And in our society today, the only way you can survive is to not notice, to not look at, to not see the power of the Jews. And if you see the power of the Jews, then they'll melt your face. I'm not making this up. This is their interpretation of the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm not making this up. I can't make this up.